Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Cameo Nightclub in Florida has filed suit against comedian Kevin Hart, claiming that he agreed to host a party the night of June 22nd, but then jumped ship at the last minute to host the Miami Heat Championship party at nearby Dream Nightclub instead. Cameo said it spent nearly $5,000 on Kevin's event for nothing, and now it's suing for at least $15,000, claiming the cancellation not only affected profit, but it also affected their reputation. Comedian actor Eddie Griffin is being sued by a woman who claims that he targeted her and her girlfriend during a homophobic comic routine, sexually harassing them while on stage, then attacking them with a water bottle. The incident took place last July at Tommy T's Comedy Club in California. Now the woman is suing for civil rights violation, claiming that she was discriminated against based on her sexual orientation. She's also suing for battery and neglect and demanding unspecified damages. A man who served jail time for stalking singer Ashanti has been indicted in New York for doing it again. DeVar Hur was indicted after he violated an order of protection when he sent more than 100 sexually explicit texts to her Twitter account between September 2012 and last weekend. His bail was set at $750,000. In 2010, he was sentenced to 2 years in jail for sending out several text messages and photos of Ashanti's mother. A British judge has ruled in favor of singer Rihanna, who sued retailer Topshop for selling a t-shirt bearing her image without permission. Colin Burris says buyers were likely deceived by believing that she had authorized its sale. He also says the sale represented a loss for Rihanna's reputation in the fashion world, where she's been trying to make a name as a designer. In related news, two men have been charged with multiple felonies for allegedly organizing bogus Rihanna and Lady Gaga concerts. Sylvester Carroll and Maceo McGeady have been charged with grand larceny and scheming to defraud in the first degree, both felonies. The schemes began in 2010 and went as far as Brazil, Taiwan, and Mexico.